First song asked several questions. It was an invitation to come to the Lord. And throughout the song, there were several questions that it asked. Why should you spend your life except for the Lord? The rest of our program, the first half is we start with a song. The next song is an Advent song. It's a song that speaks of the time before Christ came to earth. And then after that, I chose a few songs about Christ's life, and then the last half of the program is our response to that. So, be thinking about that as we sing.
Thank you. So this past week we've learned a lot. One thing that stood out to me was said that we worship what we value. And that last song that we sang, it says, by thy own eternal spirit, rule in all our hearts alone. And that's really what we need to have proper values. It's really important because good values are very helpful to us, and that's the basis of how we live, and bad values are very detrimental. And the next song after that we will be singing next is talks about Jesus being the way, the truth, and the life, and that's also the only way we can have good values. So
Jesus said, Are you here tonight as a result of your circumstance or a result of your choices? This week we heard quite a bit on we each live in a culture, and inside each of our cultures we have a circumstance, and after that circumstance we have a choice how to respond to that. And tonight, today, each one of us made choices that now created the circumstance we're in. I stand before you as a result of my choice. We're blessed to have you come out tonight as a result of your choice.
Song that was a theme song, I Love You, Lord Jesus. I think we're going to have it put up here on the overhead, and I'm going to have you stand and join us in singing I Love You, Lord Jesus.
Let Good evening. I want to thank each of y'all for coming out tonight. This next song that we're singing is "O Love That Will Not Let Me Go." This song has become a lot more meaningful to me in the last few months. The first phrase says, "O Love That Will Not Let Me Go." And for myself, I find it hard to grasp that God has such a love for me. And he wants me. He doesn't want to let me go. And I just want to share that with each of y'all. He loves y'all so much. He does not want to let you go. And cling to that. You can personally claim it. Sometimes God takes us through hard things in life, but we get to choose how we respond to them. And I know this was mentioned earlier, but I'll just mention it again. The way we respond to our circumstances is very important. And I want to read verses 3 and 4 of this song. It says, "O joy that seekest me through pain, I cannot close my heart to thee. I trace the rainbow through the rain, and feel the promise is not vain, that morn shall tearless be." Verse 4 says, "O cross that liftest up my head, I dare not ask to fly from thee. I lay in dust life's glory dead, and from the ground there blossoms red, life that shall endless be." In the hard things of life, if we open our hearts to God and surrender to him, he will carry us through. We can trust him.
Oh, The last song we sang was All for Jesus, and the next song we're going to sing is I Want to Be Ready. And in Bible school here, we've been learning how to do things, do all for Jesus, and to be ready, we have to do all for Jesus. You know, when we came out tonight, it wouldn't have looked very good if we wouldn't have got ready before we came. And so we have to be ready, and In this song, we just recognize that we want to be ready, and we have to want to be ready to be ready and to make it. And that's my prayer for everyone tonight, is that we could all be ready.
You say you're Lord and
South African song, Singa Mahamba Yol, and we'll be singing the South African verse twice. I'm not sure what it means, but we are singing two English verses.